On October 30th, the National Geographic Channel will broadcast the first episode of a series, Years of Living Dangerously. The series explores the dangers of global warming and associated climate change. The first episode is entitled A Race Against Time, and it focuses on two compelling stories, the promise of solar energy in India and the political obstacles to wider use of solar energy in the United States. I am focusing on the U.S. story in this commentary. Florida and Nevada, the two states profiled, should be ideal for the widespread adoption of solar energy to generate electricity. Rooftop solar collectors can provide electricity to homeowners. Those who sell excess electricity back to the grid could find their bills netting out to zero. Those who do not install rooftop solar collectors will also see their rates drop, as utilities do not have to expand capacity, reducing the capital charges that inflate electric bills. The environment wins, and homeowners win. But the episode tells a different and disturbing story. In Florida and Nevada, the electric utilities are succeeding in their effort to impose extra burdens on homeowners and businesses that wish to install rooftop solar arrays. A policy that subsidizes the use by homeowners of rooftop solar is a wonderful example of the appropriate role for government in our economy. In the market, competitive prices accurately reflect the benefit to the purchaser. But any homeowner who installs solar collectors is not merely purchasing electricity, but also reducing the dangers of global warming. This is an example of what economists call spillover benefits. An individual homeowner makes a decision on whether to install solar collectors based on the price. Society, however, using government subsidies, values the replacement of fossil fuel-generated electricity with rooftop solar at a much higher level. That is because if the vast majority of the nation's electricity came to be generated by solar power, the long-term benefit, capping the rise of global temperatures at 2 degrees Celsius, avoiding catastrophes that might even destroy civilization as we know it, that benefit would, in effect, be infinite. More immediately, the replacement of fossil fuel-generated electricity with rooftop solar will create many jobs within the United States. The show informs us that utilities that profit from selling their electricity are faced with a major problem. Solar is very popular. In response, they have developed an unfortunately effective tactic. They sponsor referenda that seem to be supporting solar energy, but in fact are introducing significant financial disincentives for homeowners who wish to install rooftop solar. This successful bait-and-switch tactic is exactly what is happening in Florida. Voters in Florida face a ballot measure that appears to be a referendum in support of solar energy, but one that actually puts controls on ways rooftop solar can be made affordable for homeowners. Meanwhile, in Nevada, the Public Utilities Commission has approved a cut in the amount homeowners get for selling their excess electricity back to the utilities, and has also raised the fees for connection to the grid. The result is that previously profitable solar installation companies have been virtually driven out of business. Rules such as those enacted in Nevada and referenda such as those on the ballot in Florida are the brainchildren of an organization known as ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, a lobbying group that writes laws to be rubber-stamped by Republican-controlled state legislatures. They are doing the bidding of the Koch brothers and everyone else who does not want to see serious climate change policies enacted, policies that just might cut into profits in the many fossil fuel industries that they control. Watch this program, learn about what's happening, and get angry.